With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're the conservatives, right? We're conservative. And now we are the punk rockers. We're the ones who are like, why are we fighting? Why are we doing this war thing? What is up with the war? And liberals are like bloodthirsty for war.
It's weird, right?
What is happening, you guys? I hope everybody had a wonderful Fat Tuesday and got appropriately fattened on Fat Tuesday. Check out our website, chicksontheright.com.
Hello, I'm getting bone.
Same. Hope everybody's having an extra boned morning this morning.
Bonage.
Some housekeeping items, if we could.
Here we go.
The first housekeeping item is that I am pleased to report that the report that we gave yesterday or the day before, I think, about Biden apparently doing a mile run in under 5 minutes, fake news.
Fake.
Happy to report that.
I knew it. I knew it was fake.
I mean, obviously, anyone like has any sense knew that there was no way he could run a mile in under 5 minutes. But it turns out that like the world fell for that story coming out of a parody account, which apparently was hard to tell it was parody or whatever. So we fell for it just like a billion other people fell for it, that there was an actual part of the medical report that said he ran and he did all the pull-ups and the push-ups and whatnot. It's not true. So it was from a parody account. So I wanted to make sure that we set that record straight. And it makes sense, right? Because there was absolutely no humanly possible way that he could have done that.
And 11 pull-ups. There's no way that dude could do 11 pull-ups. There's absolutely no physical way. We knew it at the time. We were like, there's no way.
There's no way.
Yeah. But I want to pull it past this. I wouldn't pull it past this administration, though, to put that kind of information out. Because nowadays, I mean, they lie, you guys.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I was saying to you, it's like parody is getting really fuzzy anymore. Right. And so I just want it to be The Onion and Babylon Bee. That's it. Everybody else needs to stop.
Right.
Because it's too hard to tell.
Life in that administration is one giant freaking parody. Let's get real.
It's so true. Uh-huh. It's so true.
Yeah.
Also, the other housekeeping item is, and we mentioned this yesterday, we are down to 11 spots left for our Friday afternoon tailgate before the meet and greet. The Friday tailgate is April 28th. Meet and greet, which is already sold out, April 29th. If you are a ticket holder for April 29th, you got an email according to your ticket holding address that you used to buy your Saturday tickets. You got an email that invited you to the Friday tailgate. And so please, before you email me, check your junk mail, check your spam.
Check your junk, Joey.
I promise
that if you...
if you got a ticket, that email address that you used to buy your ticket is the email address that got the invite. So 11 spots are left. You cannot RSVP for another ticket holder. You can RSVP for yourself and your guest, but every ticket holder needs to respond that wants to come. So just anyway, there's 11 spots left. Then we're shutting that down. And then you're going to get an email probably this weekend, I'm guessing, is when maybe Friday, maybe Saturday, is when I will send the details to those people who are in that group of 200 for the tailgate. You're going to get your email with the details of the where and the it's from 3 to 6, but you're going to get your details of where to meet in an email later.
It's going to be
week.
Hot. It's going to be hot and it's going to be BYOB. Just keep that in mind.
Exactly.
Okay?
As I said in the original, this is not an event. Mm-mm. This is not in any way an organized entertainment.
Nope.
Promised food or drink type of thing. Mm-mm. You're going to be standing in line and you're going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. It's gonna be hot, you guys. It's gonna be like a legit tailgate. Like
it's like legit. Yeah, for real.
I mean, so I've tailgated a lot in my life and it's gonna be like that. So like wear a tank top. You know what I'm talking about? Your cut off, some flip flops, and like bring some stuff.
That's right.
Like, bring a cooler, man, because It's going to be like a party.
It's going to be hot. It's almost May in mm-hmm. Phoenix. So yeah. just plan, like maybe umbrella, sunscreen for sure.
Sunscreen. It's going to be lit, as the kids would say. Yeah.
So hopefully that will reduce the line on the actual mm-hmm. event day and we'll actually be yeah. able to eat and party. Like,
right. The reason, and listen, one of the reasons we're doing that is because we talk to everybody. It's our goal that's our goal, is to talk to every single person. We did that at the last meet and greet. And when we did that at the last meet and greet, we didn't even see the food that was there. we were like, wait, there's food here? We didn't pee. We didn't get a drink. We didn't get to do anything. And so this one, we were like, we kind of want to be able to do some of that stuff and like enjoy, not that we didn't enjoy talking to everybody, because we do, but we want to be able to like see what's at our meet and greet other than the corner. You know what I mean? Right. So we want to be able to do that and mingle more and be out and like walk around a little bit. And so that's our goal, is to be able to do that.
And maybe even dance a little, because we have a DJ this time.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's
going to
be a rocking party.
We can get down, you know, and we want to do that.
I mean, we would love to be able to do that. So mm-hmm. that is the hope.
Sean, we
Jim
have not.
Is like,
we,
Jim is like, she did so pee, mock peed.
We may have peed once. With our security guys like whisked us away to pee. Sean's like, will there be a safe word? I don't know. We haven't thought of a safe word. We're gonna think of one. That's actually a good idea.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And by the way, the announcement about the next meet and greet is going to occur at the Phoenix meet and greet. Obviously, it'll be spread around beyond that after the fact. But the attendees of the April 29th meet and greet in Phoenix are going to get the first word, the first announcement, the first knowledge of the location and date for the following meet and greet. So that is an extra bonus for those attendees.
So great.
Which we're very, very excited about. Mm-hmm. I do have an email that I wanted to share really quickly, if I could, from Shelley Harrison, who wrote in about GenuCell. And she said, I love GenuCell, like all the L's, all the U's, all the V's.
And O's and V's. Got it.
She said, I've been using their products for about 2 years. My favorite product is the Zotique Deep Correcting Serum.
I love that.
And that
stuff
is a good one. That's a good one for sure.
Slather that stuff on. Just slather it.
She yeah. says, I've had dark blotches on my face for years, forcing me to use foundation to cover it. 2 years after starting the Zotique, my face is nearly clear. I don't have to use foundation to look even toned. I am so thrilled. I recently had a bottle leak on a flight, sending me into a panic. Thank God GenuCell ships quickly. I can't be without it now. The XV cream, also my second favorite. So buttery, not greasy, worth every dime. Thank you so much for turning me on to such superior products. And she is absolutely right about the superiority of the mm-hmm. GenuCell skincare right. line. There's not a thing in there that we have tried that we've not been like, oh my God, how did I live without this before?
The best. Yeah, they are elite so products. Good. Elite.
Elite. Mm-hmm. That's right.
They are.
And you can get huge, huge savings when you use code CHICKS at GenuCell.com/CHICKS.
CHICKS.
And right now, just for a limited time, anytime you sign up for a subscription, you're going to get a free beauty box and free shipping. So it's a great time to check out GenuCell.com/CHICKS.
Look at Mock's name. Look at her name, you guys.
You guys see my
name? It's Makaswami.
Vivek Makaswami. Mm-hmm. And we've got some Vivek to share with you guys today. But first, we have some other things. There was an article that you sent me that is not necessarily breaking news, but it's an important news topic that is starting to spread, unfortunately, far and wide across this country. It comes from Culver High School in Los Angeles, which is a school in Los Angeles district, which has decided to eliminate its honors classes in favor of a more equitable curriculum.
This is such bull crap. I mean, it's just bull crap. I was talking to a teacher outside of my gym a couple of weeks ago, and she teaches at a school here. It's like somewhere in the Waco area. And as I say, Jim, she teaches at a school. She teaches at a school. Sorry, I haven't had enough coffee. She teaches a school here in the Waco area, and she's getting ready to retire. Like she's an older teacher. And she was telling me there has been chatter about that, doing that in this area, in the surrounding area. And I was like, oh, hell no. If that happens in this area, I will lose my crap, because my daughter still has, you know, 5 more years in the school system. And she's, you know, obviously an honor student. She's, because we, you know, she's a good kid and she's a smart kid, and she's probably going to be in some AP classes and stuff like that. I am all for these classes. And I'm one of those, and I think you guys are too. Some kids are smart, some kids are not. Sorry. That's just the way it is. It's kind of like some kids are athletic, some kids are not. Like, some kids are musically, it's like Mock was in show choir. I sucked at that. I was never going to be in show choir. Okay. Like, you put me in show choir and I'd be like, I could not do it. I would have been an idiot in show choir. I would have looked like a complete moron. They would have left me.
That's fake news, actually, because you can sing and dance.
I can dance, but I cannot sing. Okay. It's just unapologetically. Visiting
angels. Yeah, you can.
America's joyous home care. Unless we sang that, which is probably not going to happen. Okay. It's just not going to happen. But this is the thing. Some kids are good at some things. Other kids are good at other things. This is just the way that it is. Not everybody is going to be the valedictorian. And this is what they're trying to do. Now, Mock and I have written many times about the Harrison Bergeronification of America, which is basically socialism. If you've never read that short story by Kurt Vonnegut, you need to, because it's brilliant.
It's free. It's online. It will take you 15 minutes.
Right. And it's like, and it's foreshadowing of what, because he's a brilliant writer. Oh my God, God rest his soul. But it's foreshadowing of what's happening in our country right now. It's basically socialism. And so this is unacceptable. If this is happening, or if it starts happening, or if you smell that it's happening in your school district, fight it. Get on. Well,
what's interesting about this particular district is that the people who are fighting it are immigrants, are immigrant parents.
Crazy.
Who are furious that so many of these classes are being dumbed down. And if I were like a minority, because this is all about racial equity, right? If I were a Black student and I'm being told we're getting rid of honors classes because y'all can't hack it.
Unreal.
And we want to make you not feel bad. I would be so insulted by
that.
They
should be. What was it? The soft bigotry of low expectations.
Exactly.
We've heard this before.
And this isn't even soft bigotry. This is
bigotry.
This is hard. Flat out.
It's like, hard. This is flat out hit you in the face with a board bigotry.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable.
It's crazy, y'all.
Anyway, that's happening. Make sure. I mean, because, yeah. I mean, honors. Come on. Are they? They're going to start eliminating valedictorians next.
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to eliminate that.
I think some have. I think some are starting to do that. And it's just, this isn't okay. It isn't. And so we really, as parents, you have got to get involved. You got to get involved. You got to run for school board, y'all, because there are too many whacked out liberals in our schools.
So many of the parents are complaining that, because of course the kids are coming home with straight A's and they're like, this is awesome. I love this teacher. She's so easy, because that's how kids are. But the problem is that these kids are bored and they're not actually learning anything.
Right.
Because they're forced into these classes that are equitable and therefore not as advanced as the honors classes used to be. The school's trying to push back and say, oh no, now we've upgraded everything so that everything is college prep. Bullshit.
Right.
That is bullshit. When you've got kids who are saying they're bored and that they're not learning anything, that should tell you something.
Yeah. And just look at our standing in around the world. Educationally, how we stand next to, like, I don't know, any Asian country, for example, when it comes to math and science and anything STEM, for crying out loud. We're sucking wind, you guys.
There's somebody that's saying that their school did get rid of the valedictorian. I mean, this is insane.
It's
insane.
Total insanity.
We got to talk about Mayor Pete, who is never going to lose that moniker. I don't care if he likes that or not. He's always going to be Mayor Pete, regardless of what position he holds. So he's on his incompetence tour right now, basically going on various news programs to assure everybody in East Palestine, Ohio, that everything is safe and that he cares about them. And he's going to go. He's not saying when, but by golly, he's going to go. I've put together a little montage of clips of him on various news programs. It's only in the last clip that he finally admits at least the tiniest bit that maybe he could have spoken out sooner than he did. but he's still offering nothing but excuses and is even trying to say that when politicians of his stature show up to these disasters, that most of the time it's a publicity stunt. This is the same guy that like drove in a big giant SUV and then snuck out a bike to make it look like he was all eco-friendly. Give me a break. He doesn't get to talk about publicity stunts.
Yeah, he sure is trying. He is trying.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And because he does every, you know, he answers questions in that really soft-spoken, very eloquent way, people are, they're actually tricked into thinking that he is a smart person. He's, anyway, here's the montage.
I'm planning to go, and our folks were on the ground from the first hours. I do want to stress that the NTSB needs to be able to do its work independently. But when I go, the focus is going to be on action. Look, I was mayor of my hometown for 8 years. We dealt with a lot of disasters, natural and human. And one of the things I noticed very quickly is that there's two kinds of people who show up when you have that kind of disaster experience. People who are there because they have a specific job to do and are there to get something done, and people who are there to look good and have their picture taken. When I go, it will be about action on rail safety, like the actions that we are calling on Congress to help us with, that we're calling on industry to take, and that we are undertaking ourselves as a department to help make sure that these kinds of things don't happen in the future.
I have to ask you, I'm here in Kyiv, Ukraine, and one of the things the mayor of East Palestine said that he called on President Biden to visit East Palestine before he went to Ukraine. He said that was the biggest slap in the face that tells you right now he doesn't care about us, talking about President Biden. So he can send every agency he wants to, but I found out this morning that and one of the briefings that he was in the Ukraine giving millions of dollars away to people over there, not to us, and I'm furious. Look, to Americans who have a train derailment, particularly with hazardous chemicals in their community, you can see why this feels like the biggest priority for them and perhaps two generations to follow if there's hazardous chemicals out there. What do you say to people who see the president's visit to Ukraine but don't see you or the president in East Palestine?
Well, the biggest thing I want residents of East Palestine to know is that they're not alone. Our department's personnel were on the ground from within the first hours of the incident. They've got multiple federal agencies on the ground, partnering with the state, partnering with local first responders. And this has the attention of the entire administration.
It has their attention,
bullshit.
You guys.
Bullshit. Such bullshit. So it's like the third kind of person is the person who just doesn't show up.
Yeah, and doesn't say anything until there's so much public pressure to say right. something that that's when he finally yeah. says
until
it.
Until they find out that Trump's going.
Right,
and then
exactly.
they're like, oh, crap, I guess we should probably show up since Trump's going to go. Crap.
Exactly. So here's the last clip of him, and then I promise we're done with Mayor Pete. But this
Thank
is where,
goodness.
At the very end, he like just barely slips it in that maybe he could have spoken out sooner. Check this out.
What's your message to people who are concerned that the department was late to speak out on this issue? They're saying that transportation and EPA was late to the game and speaking out and responding to the situation in East Palestine.
Well, to be clear, our department was on the ground within hours, helping with the response and the investigation. Again, I respect the separate role of NTSB, but we have been on the ground literally from day one to make sure that that we're doing our part to support. I do think that it's important to speak out about that, and I could have spoken out sooner, and I'm making sure that we are focused on the actions that are going to make a difference.
Oh, so I'm like, I'm a super nice guy for not speaking out about it sooner. So that's...
God,
super nice guy, you guys.
Oh gosh.
I'm surprised he didn't have a Ukraine pin on. Because all these jackholes wear that stupid pin.
Right.
You know what I mean? Instead of having an American flag on, they have a Ukrainian flag on their lapel.
That makes me crazy every time I see that.
Oh, me too. You have no idea how much that drives me crazy. So inappropriate in every way.
Quick reminder before we move on to Vivek, and that is. You guys, if you are like me and there's no way that you are getting the right amount of fruits and vegetables in your diet, there is a hack This is a life hack for getting fruits and vegetables in your diets. This is Field of Greens. This particular one is the berry flavor. This is my favorite. And so it's a green powder. You've probably heard of green health powders before. And so this is our favorite brand.
So good.
And we've tried a few. This is the absolute best one because it actually tastes good. And so you just put a scoopful of this in like 8 ounces of water, shake it up, and you've got a delicious way to drink water too. Because like if you're not getting enough water and it's like you don't like to drink just plain water, but you don't want some of the sugars and stuff that are involved in some of the, you know, power waters or whatever, this is another great alternative. And so you're getting all of the right amounts of fruits and vegetables in this wonderful powder. You take this once a day and you're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. You're going to get all the benefits that you get out of fruits and vegetables and a healthy diet. Right now, like, think about how much processed foods we all eat. I mean, I know, like, I don't want to, but I just do. And it's not like we're living on farms like back in the days, right? Where all you're doing is eating natural, fresh, out of the ground or out of an animal foods, like farm to table stuff. So now we just need a little help. And yeah. So this is a really great way to at least get the right amount of fruits and vegetables in your diet if you're not getting them naturally. Field of Greens. And it's awesome because we've gotten you a discount. So if you go to fieldofgreens.com and you use code CHICKS, you're going to get 15% off your first order. And then if you decide, you know what, I want to get this routinely, I want this to be a daily part of my life, you're going to get another 10% off for subscription orders. So it's a great time to check it out. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code.
The pink one. The pink one tastes like sweet tea, you guys. It's so good. I drink it in
the No, it's not the pink one. The pink one is the berry. You're thinking of the yellow
green
one.
The yellow one. Yeah, the yellowish green one tastes like sweet tea. It's so good, you guys.
That's my husband's favorite, too.
Yeah. I think it's because we're both Southern people. We like
Maybe that's why.
We like the sweet teas. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Anyway, check that out. Mm-hmm. It is fantastic.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What the progressive saw was an unparalleled opportunity to sow chaos and to push for their vision of essentially, let's cut through the nice language, a culturally Marxist society.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. So speaking of Pete, Piers Morgan, he just absolutely ripped him to shreds. And, you know, when Piers is good, he's really, really good. He's like Bill Maher in that way. Like, I don't agree with him about everything, but when he's on and he's right, he's like extra right. And that's how I felt about him talking about Mayor Pete. Check this out.
Going on down in East Palestine is absolutely extraordinary. And Mayor Pete seems completely deluded. Mm-hmm. This guy keeps saying, I'm planning to go. It's been 3 weeks.
Yep.
What are you planning? You get on a flight. I can only liken it. If there was a train derailment in the UK, for example, and the transport secretary, whose specific brief was train mm-hmm. incidents, did not go for 18, 19 days to the scene, they would be fired. They'd be gone. They'd be torched. Because everybody would think that was outrageous. He seems to think that the longer he leaves it, the better he looks. Mm-hmm. I've got a little wake-up call for you, Mayor Pete. The longer you leave it, the worse it looks, buddy. Get your ass down there now, because...
He's right.
I know.
He's right. But I guess the difference between the UK and the US is that they just, nothing happens here. Nothing happens.
There's no accountability ever.
No accountability ever. At all. Yeah. He'll just continue to get paid. We'll give him like this ridiculous salary and a pension. And he just goes along his merry way. And he'll probably get some sort of a promotion at some point. He'll get another job in the government. This is what we do here in the US. Congratulations. Welcome to American politics. Yeah.
Why are we like this?
I don't know why we're like this. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah. And like for the rest of his life, he'll get a check from us. He and his husband, who's chest feeding right now.
I mean, this
are
is
they still chest feeding?
I don't know. He may. I don't know.
His twins have got to be like two, right? Two or three.
I don't
three.
Know. I mean, he's probably going to chest feed until they're five. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh my gosh. All right. Enough about Pete because it's just making me crazy. Let's talk about the official third entrant into the field on the GOP side running for president. We have President Trump. We have Nikki Haley. And now we have Vivek Ramaswamy. He announced on Tucker last night. And so I thought I've been following him now a little more closely than I used to on Twitter and elsewhere. Posted about him on our website a few days ago. I am very, very impressed by this fellow. And I got to tell you, if DeSantis was not being thrown around as someone who's jumping in the race, I think this might be my guy. And so we'll see if DeSantis gets in or not. I don't know if that's going to happen. But in the meantime, Vivek is officially in. And so I've got three clips to show you to share more of who he is with everybody. The first clip, he's talking about the oil and gas industry and how badly Biden has bungled everything related to that industry. The second clip is about Vivek's thoughts on what he expects out of American leaders, which I thought was fantastic. And then the last one is his actual announcement.
It's ironic that the Biden administration is now blaming oil companies for producing less oil when this was an explicit policy aim, one of the top policy aims of the administration. And you could even listen to climate czar John Kerry this week saying that we absolutely should not be drilling for more oil. Not only the revoking of permits to drill on federal land, I'll also remind you the subsidies for wind and solar, of course, increase the relative cost of capital for any kind of oil production project. And furthermore, if you think about the Keystone Pipeline project, this is the one that hurts me personally, as I view the situation as a citizen, the most. That would have been 840,000 barrels of oil per day from the tar sands of Alberta to the Gulf Coast of Mexico. Let's keep in mind that Canada is a democratic nation and an ally. And instead, you have this administration now, shamefully, in my opinion, begging dictators from countries like Venezuela to Saudi Arabia to produce more oil. But the worst part of this geopolitically, actually, Joe, was I thought under discussed. It was the fact that the Biden administration was among the few parties lobbying the EU against adopting the Russian oil import ban. Keep in mind, this is actually what's financing Putin's war machine, even as the United States, with the other hand, sends $40 billion to Ukraine to fight against Russia. So I think this is senseless policy. It's clearly it's an ironic criticism because this was the exact policy aim implemented by the Biden administration.
Is the chick above him, was she trying to get a word in? And she was like, but I get. And he's like, spank. I think that's what was happening there. I don't know. I didn't get the context of what she was trying to say, but I kind of have a feeling that she was trying to get a word in edgewise.
Well, I'd love to see her debate him on that. Right. If she's in fact trying to present the other side.
He's brilliant. He's a brilliant guy. And I know you have other clips, but you want to play those real quick.
Yeah. So this next one is about, I mean, he's taking a dig at Biden, obviously, but he's so, so smart. And so one of the things that I think a lot of people were attracted to with Trump is his business acumen.
Right.
The fact that he actually created and built companies. That's exactly what Vivek has done. Although, and he's very, very young. He's bought and sold and then continues to be a CEO of an existing company. Right. And he knows various industries. So he's so, the amount of knowledge he has across pharma, across tech, and the way that he can articulate policy positions on so many other things is super impressive. Here he is, though, just talking about leadership in general.
A dream that the people we elect to run the government are the people who actually run the government. That ain't the case today, okay? So the next time an Anthony Fauci or a Merrick Garland or a James Comey tries to run a government, exercise political power that nobody elected them to exercise, then what you need is governors and all the way up to a president in this country who's willing to do the thing that a constitutionally empowered chief executive is supposed to do in this country. You fire them. You fire the legions of people under them. You dismantle the managerial industrial complex around them. Thank you.
I I freaking love that.
Yeah. What I love about him, which I think a lot of people just don't understand, is that he understands the pulse of business. He understands like the pulse of the actual country who keep things running, right? Yeah. We're the ones who pay the bills. We're the ones who keep things running. We're the business people that go out every day and pay all the bills and do all the things and make sure that these freaking yahoos in government get a paycheck. Right. And he understands that he's that guy. And that's why it's endearing to see somebody like that. But that's what our founders wanted. That's what they intended for this country, is people like him to run for office. That's what they wanted. They didn't want people like the Bernie Sanders of the world or the Joe Bidens to be in office and be actual career politicians for 40, 50 years. That's never what the intention was, you guys.
Yeah.
Never. And that's what we have. We have swamp people in there for decades and decades and decades. That was never what was meant to be. And so people like him are super refreshing, but I think it's so foreign to people. Even people on our side of the aisle, they're just like, oh no, that's weird. People like him are weird because it's such an anomaly. It's so strange for people to see people like him that they're just not used to it. They're so used to seeing career politicians now that people like him look weird to them. They don't like it. It's foreign, you know?
And then it almost becomes a strike against them that they don't have government experience.
Right.
And I'm like, that's the greatest thing about them.
That's the whole point. And like, that is what we're supposed to be. We're America. That is what is supposed to happen, is people like him are supposed to get in and that have business experience that will run the government for just a couple years, you know, mm-hmm. for 4 to 8 years and then get the hell out. That is exactly what's supposed to happen. But people have lost sight of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be posting his official like campaign ad that launched, you know, several hours ago. He posted it on Twitter. And so that's going to be on our website here after our show today so that you guys can check out his entire campaign. Here's what I'm about ad, because it's fantastic. So here he is making the big announcement on Tucker last night.
Bind us all under the same rules.
Exactly. I mean, we are in the middle of this national identity crisis, Tucker, where we have celebrated our diversity and our differences for so long that we forgot all of the ways we're really just the same as Americans, bound by a common set of ideals that set this nation into motion 250 years ago. And that's why I'm proud to say tonight that I am running for United States president to revive those ideals in this country, those basic rules of the road. Meritocracy, the idea that you get ahead in this country, not on the color of your skin, but on the content of your character. The idea that you are allowed to speak freely, yes, to be wrong sometimes, as long as your neighbor gets the same courtesy in return. The idea that the people who we elect to run the government, by the way, are the people who actually run the government. Basic rules of the road. These are the things that bind us together. You and I have different shades of melanin. You know what I say? So what? That's not beautiful. That is not our strength. Our diversity is meaningless if there's nothing greater that binds us together across that diversity. And the reason that I'm running for president is to revive those ideals. And I believe deep in my bones they still exist, that most Americans still believe in them, but we need to rediscover that. And the only way we can do it is by start talking openly again.
So I'm not going to ask you any political questions, because given my calls in the midterm.
I mean,
you know,
he's fantastic.
Right. I mean, thank God there are people like him, right?
Yeah,
because that gives me hope that because it's hard to be hopeful these days. And so I look at somebody like him and I'm like, thank God.
Well, one of the things that he says in the campaign ad that I thought was so, I mean, it was along those same lines where he was talking about how he still believes that these are the ideals that people believe in. He says that in his ad, he says something like, I feel like more people than not actually still believe in the American ideals. And I think that they believe it about their neighbors, but everyone has become too afraid to even talk to each other about it.
Yeah.
And that's because of some of the censorship and some of the ostracization that has happened of people wherever they stand, that they're everybody's like keeping it close to the vest. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just, anyway, I find it so refreshing.
That's very interesting. Like, he's against affirmative action. I thought one of the things that it's all sorts of stuff. I mean, like a conservative, basic conservative stuff. Right. But one of the things I thought was interesting too on his platform was social media. He doesn't want addictive social media for kids under 16. I thought
what does that mean? Like, is he going to ban it? Like, what does that mean?
I'm not really even sure what he means by, but he doesn't. He's against addictive social media for kids. Now, I'm not sure if that means that you would have to provide like identification or something for like the TikToks and whatnot, and what social media is in like under that umbrella. I'm not sure. I saw that with my husband last night. My husband was asking that question too, but that was one of the things on his platform. And I was like, huh, that's really interesting. I mean, I'm kind of okay with that. I mean, I think social media has been a complete decay on like our society. It's just been, God, it's like one of the reasons that we suck so hard right now as because our kids are just being destroyed by that. But I don't know. But then again, there's the whole America freedom thing. So I don't know. That's a huge discussion.
Well, it's in the Supreme. The Supreme Court is listening to a case right now. In fact, what's her name? What's the one justice, Kagan? She actually said, I don't know what the case is about specifically, but it has to do with Section 230 and how liable the Facebooks and all the other platforms are about the content on their platform. Mm-hmm. And she basically said during the case, she was just like, well, I mean, clearly the nine of us justices were not internet experts. And so it was almost like she said, shouldn't this be something that Congress is deciding on? And I'm like, you guys are going to hear cases on stuff that you're not an expert at. Your job is to figure out constitutionally what's the right path here.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you don't get that to put this. Like, what are you doing?
That was this complete pass the buck thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really odd to hear her say that. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that now these cases are starting to get up to the Supreme Court. Because again, they were talking about algorithms, right? They were saying the lawsuit has something to do with algorithms showing terroristy kinds of things to people and then sparking an interest in committing terrorism in those people. Mm-hmm. And so I go back to my original point about social media and how this needs to be handled, which is get rid of the freaking algorithms, put everything back to chronological order of the things and the people that you choose to follow. Stop trying to read everybody and decide what the platform thinks is important for you to see and just chronological order it. And then if we miss some stuff, so what? Life is going to go on. I don't know why the algorithm is like, that's the problem, is the algorithm.
I totally agree with you, but I think the toothpaste is out of the tube on that one. It's kind of like AI. Now they're starting to freak out because AI is like liberal slanted. Now you're seeing all this stuff about all that ChatGPT and all that garbage where, you know, it's like, give me a paper on Trump or tell me some good things about Trump. I can't tell you good things about Trump because Trump's a piece of crap. You know what I mean? But I can tell you all sorts of good things about Biden. It's like, it is so slanted. And this is the thing.
Already.
Because behind all these programs are people, right? And people have biases. That's just the way that it is. And so it's already screwed. We're already, as you would say, borked. When it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube. We're already so far gone. And so when these cases, it's like, you can say, she can say, I'm not an expert in technology. You're going to have to figure this shit out. You're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And so, I find it interesting. So going back to him, I find it interesting that was one of the things on his platform. He understands tech. You know what I mean? He's worked in it. A lot of these politicians have outside of that tiny little bubble that is Washington. They don't understand any of this stuff. That's why we need more business people that have worked in these industries to be in government, at least just for a little while, because they understand it. This is why we need people like that, you guys. Listen, I'm not saying he's going to be president, but we need more people who are real people that work in government for just even a little bit, because otherwise, you know, that's where we're heading.
It's true. And speaking of like this field, you know, this field is going to grow. It's going to get crazy. And so Governor Sununu was on with Brett Baer last night talking about, you know, he didn't say that he was making an announcement, but he's definitely thinking about jumping into the race. And then, of course, we know there's going to be Pompeo probably. There could be Kristi Noem, Tim Scott. There's all kinds of people that are likely to jump in. And of course, that means that then there's the risk of Donald Trump just automatically getting the majority of or the plurality of votes that he right. needs to become the nominee. So it was interesting because Brett Baer asked Sununu that very question. He was like, what do you think about the criticism that some people have that the more people jump into this, you're just guaranteeing a primary victory for Donald Trump? And Sununu's response, which was interesting, but I thought also kind of bullshit, is that he said, well, no. I think that this time it's going to be different because I think people will be, even if the field gets big, people will bow out sooner. So there won't be that problem. Like in the first few states that we do primary selections in, if you are polling at 3% or less, then I think those people are going to bow out. And I'm like, why would they? There was no incentive for them to do that before. What's the incentive for them to do it now? All of them are self-promoting. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think anybody is going to be, these are all such high ego people mm-hmm. that I don't see them going, I should do the right thing and get out. They're not going to yeah. do that.
You're speaking for a whole heck of a lot of people. Like, yeah. why, you know, it's nice that you can speak for yourself, but I don't think you should be speaking for all those other people who do have giant egos.
Yeah. Because Brett Baer's pushback was like, well, in some of these initial polls, you're polling at 3%.
So and Sununu, bow out.
Yeah. And Sununu pushed back and was like, I'm not even in the race. He said, so I think it's actually kind of amazing that I'm polling at all. And so, you know, there was an interesting back and forth about that. But I think he's being overly optimistic, thinking that people are just going to bow out because yeah. they want to do the right thing. I just mm-hmm. don't see that happening. Anyway, so Vivek is in, that's official. So we'll see how this field shakes out. It's going to be an interesting couple
years. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Once again.
I do want to share this clip of Steve Deese that was going viral yesterday. He appeared on the Timcast and he was talking about Ukraine and talking about the escalation in this war. And he like spoke to my soul. You
I
know, guys.
I thought about you. I thought oh about you God. When I saw this. I thought about all the mamas of boys, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I saw this.
This just, mm-hmm. oh my gosh. And I know that he's gained much a bigger following. I think he's a Blaze guy or a Glenn Beck guy. I forget mm-hmm. what his like actual platform is, but he's quite popular podcaster. And I think his popularity is about to explode because of this clip. Check it out.
With Ukraine is my last nerve. And this is hard for me to say as a kid who's a child of the 80s, who grew up in the We're America Bitch 80s, who wore Alex P. Keaton monogrammed sweater vests, okay, and got up in the middle of the night to cheer Reagan bombing Gaddafi back to the Neolithic period. This is hard for me to say, okay? You're taking my high school age son to fight and die in Ukraine, literally over my dead body. I'm never allowing that. I'm never letting you take him to die for your Habsburg dynasty, World War I, needless 20 million pile of deaths replay over your elites pissing contest. Not happening. I don't care what the threat is. I don't care what the penalty is. And if you think you're drafting my daughters, get the camps ready because you're going to need them. Never happening. This is an example of history doesn't just repeat, it rhymes. This is these are a bunch of elites. A little cabal that are all, throw Putin, all of them all in together. This is a Habsburg dynasty pissing contest over a strip of land most people can't find, don't care about, has no strategic value to anybody within the sound of my voice unless they're involved in investing money with Hunter Biden. This thing is such a crock. It's so fake. It's so phony. It's one of the most simplistic, disgusting stories I've ever seen. It's one of the most cynical stories I've ever seen. It's wag the dog, but dumber. This to me is the final straw of just absolute civil disobedience. We're never fighting your damn war.
Right.
Hell no.
I love that.
Yeah. And somebody said a effing men. Mm-hmm. And I am right there with you. Like,
man,
yeah.
He just said it so all of freaking it. Well.
And I'm right there with him. I was all about Alex P. Keaton too. Like I'm right there with them. You know, yeah. I was cheering on Reagan. I almost named my daughter Reagan. If she was born 2 days earlier, I would have named her Reagan. You know, I mean, it's like we're from that generation too. And I agree with every last word that man just said. Every last word, every word.
That was perfect.
It's senseless. This is all senseless. The money we're sending, it's just ridiculous. There's no way in hell that will happen.
Absolutely not.
And you know what's crazy about all this too? We're the conservatives, right? We're conservative. And now we are the punk rockers. We're the ones who are like, why are we fighting? Why are we doing this war thing? What is up with the war? And liberals are like bloodthirsty for war.
It's weird, right?
What is happening, you guys? What is it? I have these friends who are now all of a sudden these crazy whacked out liberals who are like, war, war. And I'm like, what? Like, what? I don't understand what's happening. Like, it's just the weirdest everything is crazy. Everything's upside down. Like, now all of a sudden the liberals want war. Like, the Sean Penns of the world want war. And we're like, no thanks. This is like, what? We're the hippies. We're the crazy hippies now.
It's wild. It's wild.
It's so weird.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. One more serious clip, and then we're going to get to some fun stuff because I do have a couple of fun things to get to. So you may have heard Kevin McCarthy has released like 41,000 hours of video footage from January 6th to Tucker Carlson, and people are losing their minds over that. Okay. Adam freaking Kinzinger was tweeting about this yesterday. He's crying.
Was he crying again?
God
bless him. And my point
back to him was, what are you afraid of? Your stupid ass committee could have shown all of this and you cherry picked. So why do you have a problem now if somebody else decides to cherry pick something else?
Can we send him tampons? We should send him we should just all send him just boxes and boxes of Super Plus tampons. Can we do that and not apologize like Tiger did? Not apologize.
Oh my God. Right. Exactly.
Ever.
So now everybody's mad. Everybody, because why does Tucker get to have it? So this chick this is on CNN, I think. It's probably MSNBC. I think she's an NBC person, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know who she is. It doesn't matter. She's a journalist. And of course, right. I use that term loosely. Right. Uh-huh. She is complaining about this because of journalism. And the things that are coming out of her mouth, you're just not even going to believe the lack of self-awareness that you're about to hear. Check this out.
My concerns here is that this footage actually, I believe, belongs to the American people. This is property of the U.S. government. So I don't see any justification for only releasing that footage to Tucker Carlson. So I think, you know, one of my concerns as a journalist is, okay, let's make sure that we can have legitimate news organizations who actually function as news organizations with all of the responsibilities that journalism entails. Let's have all the rest of us take a look at this footage. And before we release it, make sure that there are no security concerns. That's a process that regularly takes place in most journalism organizations. And that's not to withhold key information from the public, but that's to make sure that we're, of course, addressing the security concerns that Frank is laying out. That's a regular practice. You know, Fox News doesn't really engage in regular news practices. And that's not actually an issue of partisanship of far right or far left. That's just the reality of them not acting as a news organization does. They are not known for presenting facts. They're known for playing with them and often dispersing propaganda. And in this case, conspiracy theories. That's extremely dangerous. But I also just want to stress that's not
journalism, she says.
Okay, so what would you call what ABC did with the hearings? What would you call that? I'm just curious because they spent how long did they spend, you know, creating basically I don't even know what it would be, like a production? What was it? Like a
are you talking about the committee?
The hearings.
No, oh, I know.
ABC produced all of that. ABC did it.
Right.
So that's a network. I mean, they used to do news. Remember back in the day when we were growing up, ABC was an actual network that did, because they're the ones, aren't they the ones who produced all that crap?
I can't remember. I don't
think
remember
it was ABC
it was.
That did it. Am I wrong, you guys? I feel like it was ABC that produced all that crap. Wasn't it ABC? And then they, some network, I believe it was ABC, produced that garbage that Liz Cheney and that they did. And they, so yeah, that, that was,
Yeah. So that was a network that did it. So, okay. So what do you call them? Were they?
And so are the, is she suggest or is ABC suggesting that they didn't receive all of the footage?
Right.
Or
so why? Mean,
so why? Yeah, they, why?
Why? And if it, so obviously they did it in a way that was skewed and presented in a very, in a half, like a slanted way. And right. so they lied to the American people. So F you.
Exactly. F you. So now Tucker's got all of it. So he's going to do, let's assume that he's going to do exactly what you all did. Right. How about he just shows the stuff that you were too scared to show us and we'll sort it out. We, it's the American footage. People who you just said own the footage.
You can't mess up footage. It's footage. You just show us the freaking footage.
Oh my God.
He's going to do what ABC didn't and what Adam didn't do and what Liz didn't do and what Nancy Pelosi didn't do. All these people didn't do. And that is show us the actual footage. We're going to see it. God, these people are insufferable.
They do not see their own role in doing the same. They always project. Anytime they accuse the right of something, it's something that they themselves are doing.
They did it.
And that is like almost without exception.
They did it. They did it. And think of all the people that are sitting behind bars right now, rotting in cells that were incarcerated for what? What are they in jail for? Think of all the people that are like behind bars right now for crap that God only knows what, for what, you know what I mean? There are family members. Can you imagine having like a family member or a friend that's behind bars right now for something that they did on January 6th that may or may not be like a horrific crime that they're put behind? I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
And the conditions that they're under. I mean, because I've heard stories and we've seen stuff on the news that, you know, people are behind bars and in these horrific conditions and they're being treated like, I mean, awful. These people are being treated like animals.
And the fact that they're like journalists like her are coming out and feigning this outrage that we might see stuff that we're not meant to see. You already made that decision with the original footage that you cherry picked. So how about you just let us see it and we'll make up our own minds.
Screw all of them. Screw them.
Screw them is right. I have a clip of you, Bernie.
But why?
Because it's not actually of you as much as you just photobombed somebody's TikTok greatest. Fans.
This is the greatest video. Mock sent this to me yesterday. She's like, oh my God, Daisy, you have to see this. I laugh for like 5 minutes straight. You guys,
So I don't know where he's obviously coming out of a building. I don't know what city that maybe this is DC. I don't know where he is. I don't know where these TikTok dancers are, but they're in the middle of their little dance, right? Because this is what people do on TikTok. And Bernie comes out of the building. You guys, just look at his face.
Why did they have to bring me into this? Why did they have to bring me into this TikTok? Why?
But why? You guys, he's so grouchy. He's
so grouchy.
You have to play it one more time. Play it one more time.
Oh, I can't. I deleted it already.
Dang it. It's so good.
Rewind, you guys. Rewind.
You're going to have to rewind it like 50 times. His face, he's like, I don't want to be in the TikTok.
I don't want to be in the TikTok. What's happening? What the hell is a TikTok? Why are you dancing? Why are you joyful? Why is everybody so damn joyful? I hate joy. I hate it. I hate happiness and joy.
Somebody should just like hand him a rake that he can just carry all the time. You know what I mean? Just so he can shake it at the first opportunity.
God, he is so pissy all the time. He's just pissy.
So mad. Mm-hmm. Speaking of mad with a whole other definition, remember how people used to say you're mad and that meant you're crazy?
Yes.
Remember? Yeah. That is the context with which we need to say mad in this case. Britney Spears, you guys, she is unwell. Okay. She is unwell.
You in danger, girl.
So you know that there was like this attempted intervention by certain members of her family and friend group. I don't know who, that was a complete fail. After she posted some videos on her Instagram a few weeks ago, people were worried. Like even the Free Britney movement, like all of her legit fans that helped get her out from under that conservatorship, they were like, girl, what are you doing?
Now they're like, put her back. Put her back.
I mean, I think so. some of them are maybe right. maybe we did the wrong thing here.
What did we do?
But so she got really mad. She deleted her whole account, and she does this often, right? She goes through these like manic sort of phases where she's like, I'm going to post crazy videos and then I'm going to like feel really dumb about it and take down my account. Well, now last night she posted another crazy video. This could be the craziest. I don't know where this accent is coming from that she's speaking in. I don't know what kind of accent it's meant to be. I don't think this is going to stay up for very long, but you guys, she is unwell.
Me a dress I didn't have to make myself. Think, I can't believe it. I'm just saying. Okay, now I'm so proud. I didn't even have to make it myself. Thank you, company, for sending me this dress. Thank you. So guys, I just want you to know, if I shut down my Instagram, do not call the cops. Don't ever be a roller coaster.
What?
I got this dress as well.
I'm sorry.
You I guys.
Mean, we've made videos like that. don't ever be a roller coaster.
I mean, something is wrong.
And I know.
I don't even know who around her can help her.
Her husband? Point. Doesn't she have a husband? A hot husband?
But like, is he a help to her? I don't know.
He should be. I mean, he's a husband. I'm sorry, I keep saying he's a hot husband, but shouldn't her hot husband help her in some way?
Yikes.
Or is he just there to be hot? What is his point?
Is there some sort of incentive for him to keep her unwell? I don't know. I just know that she's not right. I mean, there's something clearly wrong with her, and every video of hers is completely vacant-eyed, whacked out insanity. And that's not just her being goofy, you guys. You need to see the full context of like her entire Instagram feed to understand. There's something wrong. Just something wrong.
Although, all right. She could get help. You know what I mean?
But she's refusing it. Like, cause again, that whatever the intervention was, I mean, she's just now, I don't blame her for being suspicious of any help, because if she was put through like legit abuse under the conservatorship, I get being afraid of help. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yikes. And I'm not judging her by a 10 second clip, you guys. Again, look at her full feed, okay? If you need the full context. Her kids are not speaking to her. There's a reason. She's not well. And I just hope that she gets some sort of help that's actually helpful is the thing.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, we need to get you to your WAC, which I haven't seen, I haven't looked at, and so
you're gonna love it.
Click on it right now.
You're gonna love it. It's fantastic.
Because she said, wait until the very last second.
Right.
So I did, and I don't know what it is. I'm just gonna share my screen.
It's an Australian animal that I think Mock is really gonna love.
Okay, I'm opening it.
It's a starfish.
Oh my God.
It's a starfish, you guys. It's a penis starfish. It's in Australia. I figured this is a real thing. It's a real thing. Yeah. It's a real starfish. I figured you would really like this. It would make your day. You have to send it to your sister too. Your sister will love this. She will absolutely love it.
Oh my God.
I can't read the thing. It's like, but it has, it's a legit animal. I feel kind of bad for it. You know what I mean? I do.
Is there something wrong with it?
No, it's a starfish. I just feel bad because it looks like that. You know? It's like, because people make fun of it. People make fun of this poor little starfish or big starfish or whatever you want to. you know, see it, but it's like a, I can't read this, how, what it, but it's a starfish.
It's a granulated sea star.
Yeah.
Also known as the doughboy starfish due to its bulbous convex arms.
Those are arms, you guys. Those are arms. See? Right. Harley Cat says, I don't think it cares. It probably doesn't care. It probably loves how
it's probably proud. People, honestly,
it's probably proud. Yeah, you're right. It may be proud. But I'm just, you know, it's just a penis starfish. I thought that you would like that.
I love it. I figured you would. This.
You probably should try to get one and have it as a pet. I know you have a strict no fur policy, but I thought this would be an exception.
Maybe I have a strict fur policy. Like it has to be the creatures I love all have fur.
This does
not have fur.
Maybe you can make an exception for this. Have an aquarium in your new home in South Carolina. And have this be like the focal point when they walk in your living room. You'll be like, look, this is my starfish.
Oh my God.
Be a conversation starter.
That's amazing. That is whack for sure. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get up? Are you going to get up today? Hey. Why are you why is he ignoring me?
This is 2 days in a row. Rude. This is unacceptable.
Hey, unacceptable. Get up. Get up.
So, you know, somebody yesterday said Mock never shows her dogs. Well, it's because mine are too small.
Come here. They are. I know.
She can drag Cash into the frame. I can't do that. Mine are too short. There he is.
There's a flap. You flap for everybody. They're so happy that you flap. Okay.
So Ella and Maisie are 50-pound labs, and they are like down here, and so I can't get Cash, them into the frame.
Cash is 180 pounds, you guys,
and tall. He's tall.
He's gigantic. Yeah, he's gigantic. He weighs 180 pounds. He likes Ella.
He's so bored with us. He's like, you guys are
like,
boring.
Seriously, people, I'm over you. Yeah. He likes to say hello, everyone. Don't you,
I would
buddy?
Love to show my girls, but they just aren't tall enough, you guys. Sorry. Pick them up. They're 50 pounds a piece. I can't pick them up. And they wouldn't like it. They would get so mad if I tried to pick them up. Look at that big face.
He's got a big, big, giant face. Right. Yeah. We're bringing it in. Oh, more flaps.
Yay. Double flaps for missing yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Double flap. He's a Great Dane. Is it Dominico? Is that who asked that? Yeah, he's a Great Dane. We have two Great Danes. Astrid is a Black Great Dane, but she never comes in here. She's very, very independent. And I mean, I love her equally. Everybody thinks that I just ignore her. I don't. She's just super independent. She likes to be by herself in the morning, and she's a couch. She's very much of a couch dog. She's just like, I'm sorry, I need to have my time in the morning. But he's not at all independent. He's glued to my hip. So anyway, yeah, as you can see, he's glued to my hip. See? Right. So anywho, you guys have a wonderful day, hump day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.